before we begin, just a couple of interesting points I happened to stumble on yesterday. I just want to share with you. I was mechavin to Rav Gusman, apparently. Mishat neGemara Chulin Daf Zayin. If you remember, the Gemara in Chulin mentions the Ifra in the connection to the story of Rabbi and Pinchas Ben Yair with the mules. And Pinchas Ben Yair says, I'm not going to dine with you because of these mules. And Rabbi says, I could sell them. And he says, no, Pnei Ifra Usitim Mirchal. So I cleared, what does the Gemara mean? It's the Pshat in the Gemara because there's an Aver with us in Dabin Beis Secha, and if you sell it to someone else, you'll be Machshel, the other person, the buyer, in the Aver with us in Dabin. That would be when we read the Gemara. Alternatively, you can use this Gemara as a makar for the idea that if Ne'iver is Kipshuta, you cannot cause a Michshel for somebody, meaning a Hezek. Now, it's an Iser to be Mazik, basically. You could cause... The mules can actually cause hezek, so that's exactly the Ne'iver of the Gemara. So there's a sefer over here that Shechter's son, Rishai Shechter, lent me on the ending of Ne'iver and Sayyid Yavi Avera. I happened to be just browsing through it yesterday, and it doesn't even say who it was that wrote it, but apparently he was a Talmud of Rav Gusman. It says here, actually, it says his name in the Haskamis, Mordechai David Ackerman, Talmido Shel Gaon Rav Yisrael Gusman. So he quotes his Rebbe of Gusman a lot here, and he happens to mention in connection to this Gemara in Chulin that he learned Pshat in the Gemara, that it's arrived in this Gemara that there's an Isur of Ne'iver, Kipshuto Shel Mikra. That's how the Gemara is understood, and he says if Gusman was maskim to him, that would be the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so I was Matsia such a pshat, and I found it here. Good, that was one. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Also, I found something else that's just very interesting. I haven't gone through the whole piece yet, but there's I forget exactly which volume of Tchumen it is. It goes back, maybe it's Yud Aleph, Krach Yud Aleph. There's a very lengthy article on Yonim of Ne'iver and Arvus by Rav Nachum Rabinovich, the Meshiva of Malei Adumim in Eretz Yisrael. So I started going through it, and he has an interesting take on Trei Iver Denara, which is not the normal way to understand the Gemara, but he wants to base it on the Rach, and he wants to say maybe that's Pshat in the Rambam, namely as follows. The way that we've been learning, we're going to continue to learn this way, this is how it seems to be accepted by the Rishonim, by the Poskim, is that the Pshat in the Gemara is that if the person could not do the Avera without your help, that's the case of Trei Iver Denara, that's the case we have with Ne'iver. And if the person could have done it without you, in other words, it's Chad Iver Denara, the idea is that he has it right there, and then we declared yesterday, and if he could get it from someone else, that's also possible, good Chad Iver Denara, doesn't need you, you're not the Siva Savera, that's the case we don't have with Ne'iver. Lamaisa, if you, the Gemara mentions this point of Trei Iver Denara in another place as well in Shas. He points out in Bava Kamma Kuf Yud Zayin. If you look at Bava Kamma Kuf Yud Zayin, it's not here in your sheets, but I'll read it to you. The Gemara's context is the inyan of Masur. If I point out Mamun Yisrael to a guy, that's a form of Hezek. It's one of the Avos Nezikin, the expanded list of the Braisa, based on the Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kamma, a Masur. So the thing is this, if I show it to the person, but he could get it anyway without me, right? Chad Iver Denara. So then there's no basis of a Hezek, of a Masur. Now the Gemara says like this in Bava Kamma Kuf Yud Zayin. It says, Esvei Ravavo Ravashi Amri Anos, Hoshitli, if the Anas says, pass it to me, Pekia Amir Zeh, O Eshko Anabim Zeh, Vahoshit Lo, so he passed it to the guy, Chayiv. And where it says, Hachamai Eskin, going to Koi betray Iver Denara, Deikanami Diktani Hoshit Velo Tani Tein, Shemamina. So here you have a similar diuk in the Gemara like Fahina, but it's Ardavav. Lo yoshit as opposed to lo yitain. Lo yoshit means trei iver denara. So the pasha way to learn the Gemara is similar to what you have in Avodah Zarah. That, in other words, without me, you couldn't get it. That's called hoshata. because the Gemara is connecting this to the case that if the guy could have had it already by himself, then it's not like I did anything. I didn't add anything. He had it anyway. So it's like Ilu was already burnt. It's as if it would have been destroyed. I didn't really contribute to destroying Mammon Yisrael. The guy is as good as the guy had it already. So therefore, the Gemara had to prove that here you see otherwise. Kamash, the Gemara answers, no, here it's not that way. Here it's a case of Hoshit, which means he couldn't get it without me. That would be the Pashup Shat, the way you read the Gemara. Interesting is, this Gemara is brought to Halacha by the Ram. Everyone tumbles, how come the Ram didn't bring the distinction between the Nara, Gabi, Fnei Iver, Gabi, Chovo, Mazik, the Ram did bring this distinction. But Maisa, if you look in the Rach, in Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Vav, Vav Anta, Vav Amibbeis, he says seemingly a different taich in Chadev Dinar Trei Vidinar. The Rach says, look on Vav Amibbeis, V'ukimna, Kigon Sha'nor Mafsik Beinehem, V'eino Yachol Lichposo, V'lito Mimeno Bal Karcho Huda Over. The way the Rach expresses it, the inyan of Chadev Dinar Trei Vidinar is a function of whether the Baal Aveira could force me to give it to him or not. Not a function of whether I am, you know, he could get it without me, therefore I'm not enabling him. He seems to look at it in terms of whether he could be kofen me. It's a different way to understand the issue. And then in terms of the, you know, he could be kofen me to do the Aveira. And then in the Gemara, in by the Anas, it also makes sense in that respect. If he could be kofem me to give it to him, then I'm not a mazik. There it makes perfect sense. This chiv, but the Rach uses it over here as well. Now you have to know how to go from here, but it's just another reading of the Gemara. Anyway, the pashtus is the way everyone says it. It's a function of whether, you know, I'm the siva of the aveir or not. Not the, you know, whether he could force me to do it. But Lemaisa, that's the Lashon of the Rach. Okay, that's just a little bit of a side point. Let's go back to the Inyan that we were discussing yesterday. Everything really flows from this Ramah. It's a very, very critical Ramah. The Ramah brings two Shitas. In Yeridaya, Kuf Nun Alf. Shita number one says the only time it's usher to sell things to a guy that they can use in the worship of Avodah Zarah if they don't have others like it or they can't acquire from another place. But if they could acquire from another place, you can sell them everything. That's Shita number one. Big hula. Yesh machmirin. That's the famous Ramah. What's going on here? So the makar of the Yesh Omrim is, we saw yesterday, the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that you can supply money to the goyim that they're going to use to purchase something for the Avodah Zarah, because they could borrow from someone else anyway. So that's called Chadev Dinara. And what you see, number one, is that Chadev Dinar is not limited to having it. It's as long as you could do it without the other person, without the Yisrael. Second point is, what about Misayeya? This is the next issue that we're going to look at more closely today. Separate from the question of Chadev Dinar, which is a way of getting around the Fnei Iver, there should be a second consideration of Misayeya. What happened to Misayeya? So, Tosus in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amud Beis talks about handing to somebody, if he's a normal Jew who keeps medakit b'mitzvahs, so you don't assume he's going to be nechshel, and therefore there's no reason he can't actually hand him a davar asr, because you don't have to assume he's going to eat it. Unless you have a mumer. The mumer, you're not allowed to give it to him because you assume he's going to eat it. But all of this is when you can't reach it without you, it's trei v'dinara. So it's mashmash from Tosfos that once you have Chadev Dinara, there's no longer any concern, no issue whatsoever. Tosfos is silent on the matter of Misayeya. And so you'd have to say in the Ramah here as well, the Yesh Omim say you can supply the Goyim with things that they'll use in their worship, so long as it's established as considered chadev dinar, means you can get it, they can get it somewhere else. So it's fine, it's mutter. What happened to Misayeya? No problem. And so too, Tosis and Avodah Zarah Daf Vav and Beis ignores the whole notion of a Misayeya. On the other hand, and by the way, in the Rush as well, in Avodah Zarah, that was the Rush I gave you at the end of the Shir yesterday, basically the Rush echoes Tosis. Right? Beginning of Avodah Zarah. Simon Bays. Mush mutal hoshit nevelu yisrael b'stam kos man she'ena yudea b'vada shu vartzal ochla hilgach asa lo hoshit gomumim davar isra filo shalehen hecha dekai b'tri v'dinara. Meaning, that if it was chare v'dinara, you're allowed to be moshit. It's only us by tri v'dinara. That's basically what we saw in Tosis Avodah Zarah Vavim Bays. So again, Tosis and the Rosh and Avodah Zarah totally ignore what? The notion of Misayeya. Interesting. The Ran in Avodah Zarah does point out the caveat of Misayeya. Look at the Ran on page 47 here. Minayin shelo yoshelem kos yang nazir. Rebusa kamashmalan. I feel kos yang nazir lididon lo asel. It's another chidush. He has another kinesh here. It's not isa for the no saints. It's only for the makabel. Maybe there would be no of neiver. I'm not shaykh to this avera, so maybe you wouldn't have a lefne iver unless it's some avera that I would also have a shaykhis to. That's the chiddush. Ikam shum lefne iver, because for him it's an avera. The lom bay kol shayin lenazir the by Yisrael afil ben achay ben noach. It's another chiddush. The rabbi Yisrael ikam shum lefne iver as well. V'dafka, see it, chaver, see it. V'dafka. The koi betray the nara. Avi kachav mitzadei some mitzad acher. The chilo yovrei hay lo matzis shakel. The kinami the tani lo yoshe the loshen shat the mashma shu any yachol not lo. Umiu mashma dahani milin nisura the raisa. Komakam midrabanan mia asur shem mechuyevu lafisho mi iser beechi sayedi avi aver. There is a notion of mechuyev lahafish. Someone who's doing an avera. Yemchuyev lahafish. Based on mitzvah mafrisho, but for an individual as well, is mechuyev lahafish someone else from doing an aveira. So therefore, it's a din of afrisho meisura. So obviously, you can't say yeah, yeah. If you see someone doing that, if you see a Jew doing an aveira, if they mafrish him from the isur, so you can't say yeah, yeah. Idei ovi aveira. So you can't give a davar iser to somebody, even if they could do it by themselves. I'm still misayeya. Yeah.
What if someone holds something, a certain something is aser, but someone holds shita is not aser?
It's a good shayla. It's a very good shayla. There's a lot of discussion about this question. In chayra, is it considered misayeya if he holds by shita that it's muta? It's a very good shayla. And would it matter if the iver versus misayeya? I know there's a discussion about this. A koponim, the Ran does remind us about Misayeya. Tosis and Rush are silent. Everyone see that? Chayra, there's an interesting diuk. I want to remind everyone of the Tosefta that we mentioned. We first read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is the first makar that we saw Lufnei Iver relates to the notion of Aveira as opposed to just Eitzah Tova, not to give an Eitzah Ra, to give an Eitzah Tova. So we noted there's a Tosefta in Demai, the end of Perek Beis. And the Tosefta in Demai does not use the Lashon Lifnei Iver. Uses the expression that you can't be Meichel to a person Dover Ha'asura. Now, there are a number of cases in that Tosefta. First, Ama Oretz She'ama L'chaver Tenli Kikar Zeh Ve'ochlenu. Notice, I want to revisit the lashon of the Tosefta. I don't know if we picked up on it yet in the beginning because we hadn't yet seen the Gemara, the diuk of the lashon, Yoshit versus Yitain. The Tosefta opens with Am Arsias to Achavet Tain Li Kikar Zeh. Tain, ואוכלנת. יין זה ואשתנו. לא ייתן לו, שאין מאכילן תירס למה ארץ. הינדם נקיקר, I'm not allowed to eat, I made a nether not to eat this loaf. ואמר לו, תן לי ואוכלנו, again, תן. אבטיח שניקר, זה סכנה אישו. ואמר לו, תן לי ואוכלנו, יין ונסגל, again, זה סכנה אישו, ואמר לו, תן לי ואשתנו. לא ייתן. So all of these cases in the ratio of the Tosefta here, Perbez Lach Yudalid and Demai, are tame. And it says based on Imachil, it doesn't use the Kalachi category of Lifneiver, of Misayeya, it uses a different code here. Imachil and Dava Asilo. Kayot Sevol. Lo Yoshit Yisrael Ebn Nachayim Bnei Noach Lo Kos Yang Nazish Imachim Sa'adam Dava Asilo. So there's one thread through all these cases Imachim Dava Asilo. But in the fine print here, if you want to go with the Gemara's Diuk, remember the Gemara's Diuk in Avodah Zarah Vav, and which we saw by Bekama Kofi Zayin as well, the Gemara picks up on the Lashon Yoshit versus Yitain, that Yoshit means Treyiv Denara, you couldn't do it without me, and Yitain means Chadiv Denara, means you could do it without me. In the Tosefta, we have both cases. So now, if you want to now translate that into what we just saw in the Ran, that's the Pshat is like this. There's in Rachil and Dava Asalo on the level of Lifnei Iver, and that's the case of Yoshit. But in a case where he could do it without me, that's a Lashon of Yitain, he's got it anyway, he could reach out himself and get it. So in that case, you wouldn't be dealing with the Lifnei Iver, but yet you still have the Yisur, Misayaya. Beautiful. Amamish and Mefurish at the Sefta, like the Rav says. It's an interesting diuk that I have here in the Lashon that's the Sefta Demai. But then again, if you ignore Misayaya, then you have to know what to do with this Tosefta. The Mefurish and the Sefta. There's other Makoros also from Misayaya. We'll have to see the Mishnah and Shvias and Gitan. But meanwhile, we have a Tosefta that has Yoshit and Yitain, both. Strangely enough, the Tosefta avoids any Lashon that we're familiar with from the Iver to Misayeh. It just uses a different formulation. Ein machir nesa adam dava asalam. Interesting. It doesn't say the words of the Iver, doesn't say the word Misayeh. A kofanim. The Ran of the Zohar already points out that even by Chadev Denara, he says we have a problem with Misayeh, and because he afterwards says, Mechuyev hafisho mi'ish Misayeh. Tosis and the Rush are silent about Misayeya. That's in Avodah Zarah. Sashini. If you look in Shabbos, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, here the Rush and Tosis do make a big deal about Misayeya. What's the context over here? So here you have to see what they're discussing. The first mission in Shabbos, everyone in Stam, you know it. Siyas HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Good. All these cases of an ani and a balabayis, balabayis inside, on the outside, what you need for the malacha of hotzah is an akira and a hanacha, but for chiyuv d'oraisa and chiyuv chatas, you have to have akira and hanacha by the same person. If one person does chelk of the malacha and not the whole malacha, there's no chiyuv chatas, it's patra avol asa. There are all kinds of combinations of cases in that Mishnah, which the Gemara tries to analyze exactly what you have here. But then in the middle of this act of retire, the Gemara points out that you have cases that are pater aval aser, and that's where you have a mixas malacha being done, let's say just the akira, but the anach was done by the other party. And I say akira, I mean akira from one rishus, of course, and anach in the other rishus. And I talk about malacha satsa, I mean hatsa, and achnasa, it's the same malacha. And then I have a case, as the Gemara, of pater umuter, where basically the one party is passive, and the other party was the one that took out of my hand and transferred it to the other rishus. So the passive party, be it the balbais, be it the ani, where the other one was the one who took or put, and I didn't do anything except serve as a receptacle for his hanacha or allow him to do an akira. So that's the case where the passive party is pater umuta. That's the Gemara's Lashon. So therefore, it doesn't make cheshbon out that would be part of the minyan of counting of how many cases I have, because pater umuta is not included. Fekt tosis, fekt the rush, fekt the rishonim, a simple kasha. What do you mean, pater umuta? Bava Duresha Pata Umutter. L'chayra, there's still an Isser. What's the Isser? Rabbo say? Lifnei Iver. I am see, but for your Iver. What do Lifnei Iver? Oh. The Imtaim Marfektos, this is the Haka Avara Lifnei Iver, Sitei Mikshal. Nope, so let's be Mephalpul Lifnei Iver. So Tosis says, Va'afilu Mayri. Shayach Litlo Afilo Hayabiyado. Let's say you could have taken it without my hand there. So then it's like a case where it's chad ever denara. The law of Hashem from the Iver the Moshe. Because Yain Lanazim Mukil Aper Kav the Sachs of the Zohar the Kav the Iver denara. So if you can get over the hurdle of Lufnei Iver, so then that's why it's not a Lufnei Iver problem. Mikol Mokom Isad Rabbanan Mia Ika. But there'll still be an Isad Rabban. So here Tosis is referring to Misayaya as an Isad Rabbanan. Isad Rabbanan. No, he's saying, even if it'll be a case, I feel marish, I yachal litlo, feel a lahaya biyada. He could have gotten it without my hand being there. He would have been able to reach it. If I was not there with my hand where it was, he could be able to get it without my hand. So I'm not really a vehicle for his affair from the Eva standpoint.
So do we know just not chad ever denara that he's saying he's throwing on the
hand? No, he means he'll be usad. No. Chadav Denari isn't a Fnei Iver. That's a Chadav Denari is no Fnei Iver, but there's still an Isser of Messiah, is what he's trying to point out. He says, even if you tell me it's no Fnei Iver, because it's only by Trev Denari they have Fnei Iver, Mikomakam, Isser Drabbanam, Mi'aika, what is that based on? Shechayev Lafrisha Mi'Isser. In other words, the Chiyuv Lahafrish Mi'Isser is Din Drabbanam. That's what he's saying. In other words, the din that even if there's no bilul from the iver, but you still haven't gotten out of the woods because you still have the union of chiyuv lahafrish, which means I can't be misayeh either. What are you asking? That for Tosfos Isad Rabbanan. Now, fili mayir benachri do l'shechu from the iver, mi asad Rabbanan is Rabbi Meir Ika, kedesayim shilu pirkin, nosnim mizonos l'nachri b'chatzer. You can give fruit to a knight in a chutzer, and he goes out with it, no problem. Tell the yotzo, and it's cooking. You don't assume that you are. People are going to say that whatever. It's going to look like lach is being done. Mash bedafka kshenachri b'chutzer. That he's, it's like an amir lenachri. You might think that you told the guy to transport it for you, so you don't assume that way. He took it on his own. But dafka in a chutzer, only b'chutz. So there'll be, even by a guy, there'll be that problem. Everything is the guy. What do I see in this Tosis? Tosis makes clear that even when I get around the problem of Ne'iver, because I'll consider it a big, I'll talk about a case of Chadav Denari, you don't need me. But there's the inyan of chayv lahafrish, which is an isad rabban. The rush is more barichas here. Look at the rush here in Shabbos. Very beginning of Masechta Shabbos. He says, "Ekash hechi kamar." The pater umutter legamri ha'akar v'mishum from the iver. It's not pater umutter. There's an iser from the iver k'mon Moshe kos yang anazir ve'mechav ben Noach. Ve'ein lo medocha meri kai gavim dafil moi nos no biyado ayochel itlo dash to leka b'mishum from the iver. Nimich shok t'murk v'mav l'zara d'muk l'an nos n'yayin t'muk ilad d'nos in kos yang anazir ve'mechav ben Noach d'kai mi b'fei v'denara. V'lo ayochel itlo m'lo shahosh itlo. So you won't have l'fnei iver. D'mikom makam yisur rabban ika. Why? He's meir chulu more. The afilu katan ochel nevelis, based in mitzvah lafrisha. If you see a katan who's eating treif, there's a responsibility on Basin's part not to allow him to do it. Now, not so push at that din. We hold mitzvah in mitzvah lafrisha. Chayr, it's like this: you're not allowed to be machal biyadayim, lo sachilum. But mitzvah lafrisha could be not. So the rush could be his mekatzer. He means, but you can't give biyadayim. Or he means, according to one opinion, that Ramat Sukum Lahafrisho, not so pashit. Koshkin Gadol Shelo Yisayeh Alo. Certainly a Gadol can't be Yisayeh. Vichy Teim Doch Mei Benachwi, Dushayach Beg Lefnei Iver, Tanei Anichayev with Simon Abiyamim, Hay Yisrael Yechayev. But really, it's talking by a guy, it comes back with drabanika, the sanya in later on, that if the, you can't let the guy go with the food outside, the yishlom adachamayi shavu sechevitz yom nachi v'kai gav nereka yisrael afil nir kinosem nas lehotzi in achevitz tabal abayis. L'maisa, that's the kasha of the rush. Lifnei iver, and even if it's not lifnei iver, but you have the problem of not allowed to be misayeya, at the end of the day, the rush says it's not such a problem. And this is also goes a little bit to the heart of the nature of the Easter of lifnei iver. Rekozia, digdok in a nirali, d'lo b'yisrael mayri, v'agav d'igrisul lifnei iver, lo ayrinan hachel b'yisui Shabbos, v'kar l'patel mutter, kivin d'lek yisui mishum Shabbos. In other words, patel mutter is benegir Shabbos. Lifnei iver is a separate track. What did Tosis say? What did Tosis hold? So here it could be tempting to assume that the Shaila Lufnei Iver, if it's considered to some extent part of that Avera, if my Bimachshe you in a particular Avera is considered like I was Nichshel in that Avera, so then it's not really a separate track completely either. It's Shaykh to the Din of Shabbos. So by saying that it's a Lufnei Iver, it's a separate Cheshbin, and seeing Lufnei Iver as an Avera, that was Machshu Bavera, but not so much I was Nichshel in that Avera. Good, that's certainly a very strong possibility to understand why the Rush didn't dismiss the Diuk and Tosus didn't. Al Kopanim, the Rush was Mayrach as well in stating the Kasha the way he did. It's Lifnei Iver, and if not Lifnei Iver, it's Suvin Lafrisho. Certainly you can't be Mayrach, you can't enable the Avera. So, the Ran as well in Shabbos. Ever what we should have asked this Kasha? Umakshu hacha heich mutal chatchila vayikim shum fnei iver, page 46. V'chi tem v'kim de b'lav barabayis yucha hurito niach b'karka. You don't need him, you can put it down anyway. Leif b'mishum fnei iver. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, ha'mash ma'halav hachi shari, it's only when it's yoshit. Reisa, de b'lav hachi reka yisur del reisa. Aval mi kol makom midrabanan miya aser shem yechuyev ulafisho mi isur. Ve'ech yisayeno biyadayim. This is an echo of the Lashon Aran where that we saw in Avodah Zarah. If you mitzuve lehafish mi isur, you can't misayeh biyadayim. And it goes on the same hemshech like we saw in the other in the Rush as well. And he gives the same teretz at the Rush at the end of the day also. The issue, interesting thing is this. The Ran is consistent. The Ran both in Avodah Zarah and in Shabbos makes clear that there's a Lifnei Iver and there's a Misayeya problem. The Rush, Tosus, on the one hand, in Masechta Shabbos, point out that there's Lifnei Iver and there's the lower tier is the Rabbanan of Misayeya. And in Avodah Zarah, in the case that they talked about Abaya Mumler, they completely ignore what? The notion of Misayeya. And then we have to come back to the Ramah. The Ramah's Yesh Omrim, that you can supply the material for the worship so long as they can acquire it elsewhere. Where do we lose Messiah? Yesh Machmirim. What are they based on? Yeah.
Can you make a chiluk that in Avodah Zarah, you're just giving him the goods to the Avera, but he's doing the Avera himself. But by Shabbos, you're helping him do part of the Avera.
Good. So you're saying good svara. In other words, to the extent that you misayeh b'shasa avera, that's worse. Misayeh, a lot of, I saw that for a number of places. I think maybe the Nesiv has this in the Tshuva, maybe others as well. The misayeh b'shasa avera would be an isa misayeh. Maybe kodim avera, maybe different. Maybe there's no misayeh there. It's a good chiluk. What else could we say to Mechalik? Let's say in the case of the Ramah. Start with the case of the Ramah, then we'll go to the case of Tosis in Avodah Zarah. What are we talking about? Supplying material for non-Jews for pagan worship. Now, true Lifnei Iver applies for Bnei Noach as well. That's what we learn out in the Brisa, the case of Ibn Achai, and so to Avodah Zarah. That's clear. But that's in terms of Lifnei Iver. But who says that there's a notion of Misayeya de Obri Avera by non-Jews? Lifnei Iver, we know, is even to Misayeya, even to Machshu a non-Jew in his Avera. That's Mefurish. That's the case of Eiv Nachai Ben Noach. But when we talk about tier number two, so L'mashal, in the case of a Jew, then it's Dinah Misayeya, Misivun HaFrisho, Misayeya. but maybe by goy there isn't. And one could maybe betress this svara in line of the notion of arvus. Maybe the notion of hafish me'isr and the notion of mesayeya is predicated on the notion of arevus. So therefore, even if I don't have lefnei iver to deal with, I still have the notion, the larger collective union of arevus, and that's the basis of hafish. So I have to see to it that other people keep mitzvahs too. I can't be mesayeya the avi aveira. True, he could do it without me, but I shouldn't enable him to do it. All that is only for Yisrael. Maybe for Ben Noach, there's no lefnei iver, yes. But once you get out of lefnei iver, there's no notion of mesayeya be'a Ben Noach. One could argue very strongly such a svar. So the Goyan mentions this in one in Tochad Varav, it's also Magen Avram mentions it elsewhere. Let's see the Gra here. There's another point, just to bring out, and then we'll see the Gra inside. Another point. Remember the Gemara of Avodah Zarah had a question. Why is it usher to deal with the Goy 3 days before the Yantif, so his holiday? Eidehen, right? His holiday. Why? Because the Gemara says either because of Harvacha, is he going to be Mishabeach, his God, for the prophet, or because of Lufnei Iver, that he'll use it for the service. My nafkin mina, says the Gemara. If he has a behemoth already, so Harvacha you have, he's still going to have Harvacha, Lusham Alpicha, Lufnei Iver there isn't, as the Gemara goes on to explain. Now, this, if you assume that there is an issue of Mesayeya separate from Lufnei Iver, Mesayeya is a drabban. But Lamaisa, when you're dealing with the Goyim, that was a Takar Lacham said, you can't deal with the Goyim 3 days before their holiday. So even the Is Mishum Harvacha is a Din Rabbanan, because it's going to come to that thing, he's going to be Moda to his God. That means Lacham Asa dealing with the non-Jews, because it's going to come to Harvacha. So it's Isid Rabbanan regardless. So what did the Gemara gain by saying a Nafka Mina is if he has another behemoth? So there's no Ufne Iver. But it's still going to be Mesayeya. So that's a drabbanan and it's a drabbanan. So what did you gain? So one could be medayik from this Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Vav, that indeed there's no Issa Mesayeya, either period, or specifically by a non-Jew, there's no Mesayeya, which is how many Achronim take on. Some Sefer in the Tshuva has like this, we'll see now in the Gra like this, that there's no idea of Mesayeya by Ben Noach, only with the Iver, but no Issa Mesayeya. Let's take a look at the Gra here. Yesh omim on the Rambam. Yesh omim. Ha, again, the Rambam's Russian. Ha, the asalim kolem dvar mashayach mavidasam, hem dafkim inlem achim kayot siva. Osho, yuchutas makamachim. What's the makar? Kimoshe kasim sham vavim et aleph, and I'm a base. That's basically trevi dinara, the Gemara Badazar. Ba'ayin tosis sham dimaskim minayin, tosis is umayri. That what? That he's gonna. That what? Tosafot say Umayri, Tosafot and Beis. The end of Tosafot. The koi b'makom shol yuchal likach im lo yoshit. K'demasik the koi betray v'dinara. Tosafot is saying that if it's charev dinara, it's fine. So once we get past the trey v'dinara issue, so it's fine. Avohor ransham. The ran says kosav. The call mashikos of sham in the Gemara that chayev v'dinara there's no lufnei iver haynu isado raisa we call makom asim midrabbanan shivachuyev lafisho meiser beichisayed the avi avera as those up the ran where in Avodah Zarah and where else do you find this not only in the ran of Avodah Zarah v'chein kasru v'toyisus shabbos nafkim v'dalef we just saw the maschil bava the reisha v'arasha in Shabbos daki Moshe. V'zeh u'sheh kosav. That's what Ramah adds, v'yesh machmirim. Oh, so what? How is it going teaching the machokis, the 2 days in the Ramah? The first day in the Ramah says that once it's chadev v'dinara, because it could get it elsewhere, which is what they hold, if I get it elsewhere, it's called chadev v'dinara. Then there's no problem with sayyeh to deal with. Like it's mashman tosis and Avodah Zarah davav and beis. The Yesh Machmirim, they hold that there isn't, even if there's no Lufnei Iver problem, there's a Mesayeya problem, like you find in the Ran, like you find in Tosfos in the Rashi and Shabbos Daf Gimel. Meanwhile, we have a Stira in Tosfos, but that the Gemara did not address. Now, says the Gemara further, Umi Gemara Davodah Zarah Shan Mashma. from the sugya of Avodah Zarah, it's mashma dafil midrabanan muter va'ovei kochavim. That by a guy, there's no iser of misayeya. Even midrabanan is muter. Dimlokin hadva kusha leduchta. What question reverts back? May nafkamina. Hamastisa nami. Hamastisa in el midrabanan. In other words, the Mishnah is only drabbana. So therefore, again, my nafkamina, there'll be isa drabbana regardless. It won't be lifnei iver, so it'll still be asa. So what have you gained by saying it's a case where he has the other animal? Clear? So it's raya that what? That he's proving from this gemara that at least by navikachavim, there's not even isa drabbana, like we pointed out. What about the kasha of the kushas aran betosis to Shabbos that says put our mutter? And we'll make a case that the guy, that the ani or the balbais was a guy, and therefore with the iver you have to deal with. So your answer is chadev dinara. And as far as misayeya, we'll make a kimpt in the Mishnah Shabbos that's talking by a guy, and we hold by a guy. There's no misayeya. It solves the problem of tosis and the ran and Shabbos. So what the Gemara is suggesting is fundamentally is, again, and Magen Avraham says this elsewhere, there's no isa misayeya by a guy. And what did the Yesh Machmim apparently hold over here? That there is an isa misayeya by a guy. But Maisa, the Gemara now, this part one of the Gemara. There's part two of the Gemara, and part two of the Gemara is what we spoke at yesterday. That the whole Mordechai might be difficult on a different grounds. We are dealing with part two of the Mordechai. With the fact that once I established it's called Chadev Dinara, what happened to Misayeya? So we'll say there's no Misayeya or no Misayeya by a guy. But what makes it Chadev Dinara, says the Mordechai? The fact that they can get it elsewhere. The Gra is not so comfortable with assuming that that's called Chadev Dinara. Let's see why. Dino Shah Mordechai, go near it. Why? The Dafka V'Islei Amru Sham De'ino Over V'lo B'Motze. Motze means available to acquire it. Islam means I have it already. If I have it already, that takes out takes off the lufne iver. But the mode say liknos, maybe that's not good enough. What is the gruz raya? That chadev dinara is only in a case of islay and not in a case of motzei. The imroken tikshahid in dam samach beis. Vechiluhoya eitzim ba'olam. What is the gruz raya? That's so makatza, you have to know what he means. Now we saw the gemaras, it helps. The case of nedarim samach beis was what? Rav Ashi sold a forest to the fire worshippers, right? And they asked him, Rabina asked him, what about Lufnei Iver? So he says, the most wood is used for firewood. What's the kasha? They could get wood elsewhere. Chiloh eats in Ba'olam. Wood is easy enough to get. It's matzui. So what does the Gra want to prove from here? That doesn't help you to make it chadev dinar. What helps is they have to have it already. That they could get it somewhere else, wherever they'll get it. Is not going to help. So that's why the Gra doesn't like the whole Mordechai for a separate reason. He owns it only by Islay, not by Motzei. Motzei means he'd be able to find it somewhere. Maybe we can miyashim sugi nadar, maybe. It's a bit, maybe a little bit of a dochik, but maybe the kasha of Ravina would have been not mitzad lefnei iver. Granted it's chadev dinara, but what are we suggesting? Even if you have chadev dinara, there's no lefnei iver, but maybe we still have to contend with what point? With Misayeya. And we'll assume that Ravina, at least Ravina would hold, that even by a guy there's Misayeya. So maybe that's all Ravina meant to ask on the Ravashi. When Ravina asked in the Dharam Samach Beis, the lashon of Ravina was that how did you sell this forest to the worshippers? The question Ravina asked was, Haiko of Ne'iver, maybe he just borrowed the lashon of Ne'iver. What he meant was, I know, you tell me Chadev Dinar, they can get to what elsewhere, but this Misayeya. He meant love dafkuf neivim, meant misayeya. Yeah, but that would go against the first part of the Gra. The Gra established, at least for the Ramah here, that there is no misayeya by a guy, but not so pasha. I hear the svar that there's no misayeya because there's no arvis and so on, but maybe there is a misayeya by a guy. Who's to say? The Yesh Machmirim over here seem to hold. The Gra learns that there is a misayeya by a guy. Maybe that was Ravina's kasha. I use a lashon lufnei iver. He meant lufnei iver and the subcategory lufnei iver. I mean, if you want to defend the Mordechai on the first point that's called Chadev Dinara, you'd have to concede a second point and learn that there is Misayeh by a guy. Okay, I mean, it's still not going to solve the Mordechai, though, because Mordechai, something is difficult in that Gemara, in a Chanan. But, okay. We can play one off the other, basically. Al-Kobam, that's the second part of the Gemara. Then the Gemara wants to say another Yisha for the Sugya in Avodah Zarah, but at the end of the day, he goes back to the Kashif Nigmar and the Darim, and so on. And then there's the other Gemara, which is similar to this one, it's just another Nusach, more or less. So this is a fundamental inyan, what you have in this Ramah. And the points that are brought up by the Gemara, there's the Iver, there's Misayeya, and we have the notion of Misayeya by a Goy, whether two issues to consider. Number one, Misayeya by a Goy, whether there is an Isser or not, whether there is Misayeya, and then the notion of what is called Chadev Dinar. Comes along the Shach. The Shach says an amazing Chidush with tremendous ramifications. The Shach wants to say that it's not that there's a Chiluk between. You'll see Misayeh by a Goy, Misayeh by a Jew. Let's see what he says. Yesh Omnim, the Svira Lei, this is the first Shita of the Ramah. What does the first Shita say? You're allowed to supply them with material that they can get anyway. The Svira Lei, the Chihecha da'amrin and b'shas gabinatze da'asalo shidlo kos yayin. That when is that? Dainu da'afka b'dekoy b'trei v'dinar rahu adin hach. That is first Shita. Va'yesh machmirim sovrim. To become makom isad rabban ika figu havik mo treiv dinar. Even if it's not treiv dinar, it's still gonna ask rabbanon. The kozel das harav. This is what Ramah holds. The Shach says you should know something. There is no machokas. There's no two shittas. Afini is daiti nira delo pligi. The kuyam rodem hamardachai. Vitosus perkam devadizara. Everyone agrees to the Mordechai and to the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, the Be'ovei Kochavim, O Mumer Shari. What is the case of Kochavim? That's the case in the Mordechai. What's the case of Mumer? That's the case in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. Tosfos talks about a Mumer, that you can't be Moshe to a Mumer. Tosfos concludes by saying there, but this is only if it's Prey of Dinar. Chad of Dinar is Mutter. We are by a Mumer. V'agos Mordechai v'tosus v'harosh perkam v'shabbos v'haran perkam v'nezar mayri b'Yisrael shulchayev l'afisho mi'is uki dekasaf harosham d'logar mi'Yisrael kat nochon avelos debetim b'sum l'afisho koshin Yisrael gado mash inkin b'vikochavim v'Yisrael mumar she'en l'chayev l'afisho zok t'shach fantastic chidush the whole din of Messiah we talked in the Gra that Messiah doesn't apply to a guy but Yisrael mumar have to deal with Misayeya, and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah is difficult because he's mashbet. There's no it's a Misayeya. It's against Tosfos and Shabbos. Says the Shach, Tosfos only throw mumer. You throw mumer. There's no din of mitzvah lafrisha. Teida sheikatz of a rabbi darkei Moshe. The Ramah writes in darkei Moshe. Das a Tosfos is perkam the Avodah Zarah. Gedas a Mordechai Hashem Deshari. The Ramah puts the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah together with Mordechai. The Lashon HaRosh Reish Perakam of the Zohar Hu Kelashon HaTosfos Shem. Im Ken Ufidas HaRav Yud Divrei HaRosh Sosim Zeh Zeh. So what is the Shach saying? It's not just about a Goy. It's about a Mumer. A Mumer is Mutter L'Sayeh Deo V'Avera. You're letting me say it. Now what does the Shach mean, a Mumer? Only someone who is a hardcore Mumer known that he has no regard for mitzvahs. So the way that the Shach is understood by the Nodeb Yehuda and the Dogam Mervav, which for some reason this edition doesn't have it on the page, but if you look at the other Shulchan Aruch, you'll see in the Dogam Mervav, he learns that the Shach is saying the following Chiddush. That any time a person is doing an Aver B'mezid, there's no problem with Sayyid. That's what the Shach is saying. Now, is there with the Iver? If he couldn't do it without me? Yes. That's Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Meiz. And there are many Gemaras like that. That's Pashtas, that even by a Meizid, because Tosfos is Meforsh, by a Mumer, you can't hand it to him. You see by the Iver, it's by a Meizid. And by a Shogeg, Tosfos is by a Nazir. He might forget. It's a Shogeg. So it's Muchach Minei Vein Tosfos. That with the Iver is Shaykh Bein B'Shogi Bein B'Meiz. What the Shach is being mechadish according to the Nodeb Yehuda is that the din of Misayeya, Ideo V'Aveira, does not apply by a person who's deliberately wants to do the other. That's a tremendous chiddush in this shach. Now, this gets us on a whole different inyan, which we don't have a chance to get into completely, but the sugya in it's a gemara in a meruba, that samach tes, tsinuyin, there's a notion called haliteo, they quote here on the bottom a little bit, haliteo le rush of the yamuf. What could be the pshat? That we don't have any regard for the potential avera of a mumar. After all, he's Yisrael. Tosis himself says, Abishachata, Tosis the rush. Abishachata Yisrael. You can't be machshavim ba'aver. Suddenly the shach says, but you can be sayeya. But the answer is there's a counter argument. On the one hand, there's a revus, on the one, maybe, and there's any of not to be machshavim, another fellow Jew, not to be sayeya, and none of the Jews avera. There's a notion called halitail the rush of the yomis. It could be it's machogis tanoim, the applications of this idea. But the idea is, let the Rasha burn, basically. Pour it down. He wants to do the Avera, Zozain. You know, you don't say, good riddance. You know, let him harm himself. He wants to harm himself. Let him, In other words, to the contrary, we wipe our hands of him. That's the idea of Halitel Rasha V'yomus. It's Nogea over there. It's a Mishnah, I believe it's an Arla. They used to have to mark off what is Revai and so on, and then one time it says you don't have to, Halitela Rasha Biyamas. The issue is in terms of Machos Asur, so the issue of Gezel, book in Meruba, Daf Samach Tes, where it's quoted. So this is, I think, where the Shach is coming from. Again, if we had more time, we could spend a shiur two just on this inyan and the balance between Halitela Rasha Biyamas and Mesaydeh Biyavera. It comes up in Tochacha also. We had last year with the Shuma Tochacha. So the question is if I mochiach him once and then he says I'm not listening to you, so you should be mochiach him again. He's not going to listen. So do you have a chiv tochacha? So then he holds your own chiv tochacha. And the Reim says adarab, be mochiach him again, because to the contrary, you increase his onus. Dafka, I'll tell you, he's not going to listen. Adarab, make him mochiach again. It'll make it worse for him. Adarab, the kumbasei. Here we're not saying a kumbasei. We're saying shev al tasa. Where is Kumbasay to some extent? You may say, yeah, I guess you are Messiah. A kopan, and this is where the Shach is coming from. For a person who's doing an aver b'mezid, I don't have to be concerned for this notion of Messiah. You have to know. If, again, I'll just give you the study to consider. If the inyan of Messiah is predicated on Arevus, Lomashul, we said that's why by Goy Lomashul, there's no Arevus, there's no din of Messiah. So would this mean? Would it mean, therefore, that there's no notion of Arevus? The question is, Arevus is said by a person who's about to do an Avera Mezid. Bishlam, if he's a mumer already, he has a track record. No, so I could hear. Yotze Mechlal, Amisecha, we have Gedarim like that. Throughout the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he deals with these principles, in terms of speaking Lashon Hara about certain Jews and others. So, certainly, Yotze Mechlal, Amisecha. So again, I don't have to worry about this Inyan, that Inyan. The Torah is not speaking about him. This is not talking about a mumar. Talking about a person who's about doing a veira. It's hard to imagine someone like that is yatsa mechlala misecha. So I don't know if you would say it's not rebus. On the other hand, could be still tele rasha v'yavos. If on this inyan he's not concerned, I don't have to be concerned for it. The Torah says for this, I don't have to worry about misayah. Al kovan, this is the chiddush of the shach. Many disagree with the shach. But that's how Dagmar Vava takes the Shach. The Shach does not say black and white. He talks about a mumar. But the Dagmar Vava takes the Shach to mean that any individual who is about to be violating a verb in mezid would be, there'd be no problem in Messiah. With the Iver, yes. Muchach and Tosis. With the Iver, yes. But Messiah, not. That is the position of the Shach. Lemaisa, you see the Gilyan Mashah on the page. It's already, he wrestles with this shach. Mashegen v'kacham v'yisrael mumah she'enachay v'lafisho ayim magen avram v'enidem ayim pshita lo lahashach. Imi perek meruba that Shem Gamliel says that halotei rasha v'yamus yishrom ha'shani hasam d'beikach u'beikach over esu gezo. He's anyway doing an aver of gezo. U'ba'osa davash osa rishus al kol panim enon mitzum shol yasana b'yisrael acher. Oh, there's already minei uvein aver, so I have to I don't have to worry for him that he won't violate the second Avera at the time that he's doing the first Avera. So he's not, doesn't know where the shach is coming from. Just another one or two more makomos on misayeya. And I suggest, you know, just to, I don't know how much, you know, we'll do it in depth, but just to be aware of the inyan again, Ot Chazon Lamoed. So look at the Mishnah Gittin on Daf Samach Aleph, page 24 here. The Mishnah Mefureshes. Here, you know, you can medayik a little bit versus the question on a Bayagoy. Mash'elas ishal chavata ha-chashuda la-shviyas nafal kavar v'rechayim v'tanur. Avo tovar v'lo titchanima. In other words, a woman is chashuda on shviyas. Again, peiros shviyas to treat it with the right, with the right halachas, beer, and so on. You can lend her sifting utensils and other things. Avo lo tovar v'lo titchanima. She shouldn't actually work with her. And it goes on a few other cases, and it continues in the Mishnah, says the rule is gefish ein machzikin de obey aver. But certain things are mutter me darki shalom, there's a balance. So it says that there's a notion of ein machzikin de obey aver. There's a Mishnah in Shviyas. Here. This is in Perek Hey. That's where you have that Ramba. Amar Akasu, page 42. With the Eusit in Mirchel, Ratzil Misha Sagra, Enav Hataiva, the Yitzahara, Al Tazar, also Hosef, the Ibrono, the Tosu, Rachikom, and the Yoshe. Mipnei Zer, also Lazar, Obia Verbo, Isaknulam Kegam, a royal calculator. In other words, you have somebody who has kelim, he's not going to sell those kelim in shvius. Achreisha, you're going to sell it to a buyer who's going to use it to violate the Torah. So it says in the Mishnah, Eil kelim she'en ha'uman v'asher l'machvim b'shvius. Meaning he can't sell these utensils, as the rabbi explains, l'mishu choshud ala shvius. And then the Ram brings in the issue of l'fnei iver here. Now, now you have to clear, what if he can get it elsewhere? Again, but then you have a misayeya. So this is a chora part of this mission. It's not just l'fnei'iver per se, it's the derivative of misayeya as well. But we're talking about Jews here. We're talking about Jews. So there's an ocean of machzikin, ingla hafzik di'ov yaver, but pashtus, this is an iser d'rabbanan, like you saw in Tosis and Shabbos and Rush over there as well. And again, this is independent of the pratim of l'fnei'iver versus charev na'atrev denar. In other words, if it's, he can get it by himself, but still it's misayeya. But here you have various chilukim again along the lines of what you said before, b'shas ha'aveira versus kodem ha'aveira. We'll have to see. Maybe we'll touch on this a little bit tomorrow. We'll see. Tomorrow will be the last year, so we'll try to touch base with sort of assorted in yanin. So maybe we'll touch on this as well. This is, I just want to open up today this inyan of misayeya versus l'fnei'iver. The clear-cut rule of l'fnei'iver is chadev na'atrev denara. The Rambam doesn't seem to explicitly say it. Maybe there's much more in Pirshei Mishnayos. He does accept this notion, but in the Yad, he doesn't seem to do it. A lot of discussions about that. The halacha, we do accept the principle, but then what comes under chadev denara, that's what we discussed in the Mordechai. And the Gemara disagreed with the Mordechai in this count. If it's Motzei Liknos, we saw your Mishnah Melech yesterday. Mishnah Melech's Chidush, that if the other way you could do it is by having another Yisrael supplying with the Dabar Aser, so it's an Lufnei Iver regardless, the other Mishnah Melech thinks it would not come under Chareb Dinara, and the Pnei Moshe they quoted argues on that, but that's in terms of defining Chareb Atreb Dinara. In terms of Misayeya, that's the question that comes next. So then we had the possibility that Gra mentions that by Yegoy there's no Messiah, many others hold that way as well. And then we have the Shach's Chidush that by a Mumar there's no Messiah, and the way it's taken by Dog Mervava, it doesn't just mean Mumar, it means even a person's about to do the Indian that they have been made, there's no problem with Messiah. Chora, it's based on the notion of Al-Tegel Rosh of Yomus, based on the Sugya in Meruba. Just to close, just with that Gemara that I mentioned at the end of yesterday, one of the things that they bring in this discussion is a Tosis versus a Ritva, in the Gemara B'Mitzia Daf Yuram Beis. The sugi here is a sugi in Shilchet Bar Veira. But the Gemara discusses when the rule applies, when the rule does not apply. And the Gemara says two possible formulations. Why, for example, a chatzer, even if the chatzer works midin shlichus, you don't have a problem with shlichus bar aveir. What makes a chatzer different than ordinary shliach? Either because it's not a bar chiyuva, or because it doesn't have a choice. It has to do. It is what it is. It serves as a shliach. And in shlichus bar aveir is only when you have a shliach that has a choice, or the other answer, a shliach that's a bar chiyuva. The Gemara says, my nafkamina between the two formulations. The Gemara gives a nafkamina if a Kohen says to Yisrael, be mekadesh for me and isha grusha. That's the first nafkamina the Gemara gives. So now, according to the lashon of Iboyav Boyla Abed, so then this Yisrael has choices. He could do or not do, and therefore you would say, Ein shliach dvar aveira, and therefore the kohen hamishaleach is not chayiv, right? Because the shliach has a choice, and therefore ein shliach dvar aveira. But if you go with the reason of bar chiyuva and bar chiyuva, since the Yisrael is not shaykh to the Easter of marrying a grusha, therefore he's not a bar chiyuva, so mechayiv shalcha. Fectosis. Why is that to say that he told Yisrael Kadosh Lisha Grusha? He could tell the Kohen, let's say he said to a Kohen. So it says a Kohen is called Bar Chiyuva because he could be Kadosh for him and it'd be violating the Yisrael. Ah, Yisrael, who's Mekadosh for the Kohen, is violating the Fnei Iver. That's Tosis Kasha. So it says, but since he'd be Mekadosh, if he'd be Mekadosh to him, Lo Mechayiv is not called Bar Chiyuva. Even though he's doing it for the Kohen, he's violating Lifnei Iver, but that's not called Bar Chiyuva because if he Mekadesh to himself, it would not be an Issa. The Ritvas asks the same Kasha from Lifnei Iver, and the Ritvas says, we could always say the case is that the Kohen could marry without him. He wouldn't need the Yisrael. So there's no Lifnei Iver. It's like Trei Iver Denar. Why didn't Tosis give that answer? Tosis had to raise the issue of Lifnei Iver. He didn't consider the answer of the Ritva. Or I think the Ritva maybe mentions this as well. Maybe there's another Shliach that could do it. Could be, this depends on the Mishnah Melech. You see, if you tell me that another person doing the Aveira would not be considered Trei Iver Denara, because someone's violating the Fnei Iver, that wouldn't help me to say someone else could do the Aveira. But my doing the Aveira is still Fnei Iver. So Tosis, if he holds like that, that would be good. The Ritva maybe disagrees on this point. So there's another Inyan that comes out of this Tosis over here. Very well. Okay, Rabbosai, have a good day. Yeah, hopefully.